Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Go Green Wave. Big weekend for them, not so much for LSU or the Saints. It's Cyber Monday. We're going to talk to an internet security expert in the 9 o'clock hour to make sure we keep you safe. As far as all of that goes, sunny and warm today. Highs of 74, 78 tomorrow. Keep in mind, that'll be November 29th. 50% chance for showers, 60% on Wednesday, highs of 68. And then a little cool front for a day on Thursday, highs of 59. Then we warm up again. Sun and clouds on Friday, highs of 70. 20% chance for showers Saturday, highs of 76. And then Sunday, we're knocking on the door of 80, as I guess a lot of you put your Christmas decorations up. But it could be worse. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. I had some trouble over there on Saturday, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had a tornado briefly touch down in the Parity area around 218 on Saturday, and did some pretty, minor to moderate damage on a couple of structures out there, and was definitely scary for a lot of our residents.
Anybody hurt?
No, thankfully nobody was hurt. Our EOC was able to quickly alert all of our residents by using our early warning sirens and our text alert system. So I think we were able to alert a lot of people very quickly.
Tell me how the recovery is going from Ida and Blue Roofs and everything else as we approach Christmas 2022, more than a year after Ida.
Yeah, we had we've been pretty well into recovery. In fact, kind of the worst story out of this tornado on Saturday is the Catholic Church, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. They were just getting their repairs done. The priest was just about to move back into his home at the church, and this tornado, which touched down right near the church, it rolled the priest's trailer over that he was staying in.
No.
It tore off the new roof on his house, and I know that they've been having a hard go with insurance and working with the archdiocese. So, look, I really just hope the archdiocese works with them and gets them back up and running for the sake of that congregation.
Are you having a lot of trouble, or are people still having a lot of trouble with insurance companies, man?
I do. I hear a lot of people still fighting with them as I ride through neighborhoods all over the parish. You still see empty homes. You still talk to people who are either just getting their check or they're still waiting on getting that insurance check to get back in. So it's this is kind of the slowest part of our Hurricane Ida recovery. Having a small tornado doesn't help you at all.
The session's coming up. Is there anything you would like them to do specifically to address the insurance problems that homeowners in your parish face?
Yeah, I would like the legislature to take a deeper dive into what can be done to make sure that when we have insurance claims that we work to make sure that process is as quick as possible, and that insurance companies can't drag you around all over the place and just really put your life through hell. Additionally, I'd like to make sure that we create a market in Louisiana that is advantageous for insurance companies and that the insurance companies that come here, have the reinsurance and have, all of the credentials they need so that when the storm hits and you go to make your claim, they're not immediately saying, oh, we can't afford to pay or we're going under. So, yeah, look, and I don't claim to be an insurance expert, but, I think something does need to be done to make sure that people can have affordable insurance and have good customer service, at least when they call after a claim.
I know Jim Donnellan goes through, and we can pick it up here, we come back. It's, it's kind of a tough situation. You got to get people to write, to want to write, but you still have to regulate them, and you have to protect the consumer, and you got to make sure that they're able to pay claims, because it's easy to go into the insurance company if all you have to do is collect premiums, and then if somebody has a claim, you go belly up. So I know it's not an easy task for him, but at some point you have to make sure that these companies are properly capitalized, because then otherwise it goes in LIGA, and I guess we all wind up paying for that. More when we come back with St. Charles Parish President Matt Jewell. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Back to Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, talking about the tornado that touched down. Thankfully, didn't hurt anybody on Saturday. And the insurance thing, you know, I don't know that the insurance problem that property owners face in Louisiana. And I don't know what the answer is, Matt. I really don't. I know you were a policy guy for a while in your career. It's easy to write insurance if you don't have to pay claims, right? I mean, collecting premiums, you and I can do that. But you got to make sure that the people are properly vetted, but you also have to have an environment that's profitable for them, or else they're not going to write. So I don't know where the answer is on that, the Solomon-esque solution. Do you?
Look, I think it's a very complex issue. I think it has a lot to do with the market, right? We need probably a good 10, 15 years of no major storms to help soften the market and bring the prices down. And that's going to come over time when other companies come in and they have a little bit of that competition with one another, and that'll help drive the prices down. You know, on the state side, you know, you look at us versus Florida. Florida's building code is much stronger than ours. Mm-hmm. So you probably have people who are more willing to stay in Florida, stay in that market, because the claims when they happen aren't as big. So, you know, we adopted building code after Hurricane Katrina. It probably needs to be strengthened. But these are all things that you have to be careful about, because when you strengthen the building code, when you make these changes, it always comes with additional costs mm-hmm. to the homeowner. So we have to be sure, we have to do these things prudently, and we have to make sure that that they're done in a way that's going to help encourage lower premiums, but also doesn't put undue burden on the homeowners when they're building new homes or retrofitting existing homes. You know, the other important thing to think about when we talk about insurance is flood insurance. Mm-hmm. Risk rating 2.0 is something that I've been fighting for well over a year now with a lot of my colleagues in Southeast Louisiana. And that risk rating 2.0 has the ability, it scares me even more, because we're not talking about businesses who are working, who are in competition with one another. We're talking about the federal government administratively setting rates.
Yeah, if I might jump in, I don't think Congress knows what's going on with this. This is a bureaucracy that's out of control, is it not? Nobody voted for anybody here. This is just an agency that's doing whatever they want secretly. Is that an overstatement or not?
Look, the federal government, FEMA, imposed this new rating system on us without congressional authorization. And I've had conversations with the FEMA administrator. I've had conversations with the Region 6 administrator. And I've told them both, you've turned this on. We know there's problems. We see skyrocketing flood insurance rates on people who are going through the worst inflation since the early 80s. They're going through the Hurricane Ida after effects. And now they have this on top of it. We've asked them to pause, to relook at their modeling. I have a public records request in for the model for St. Charles Parish and for Southeast Louisiana, because, Tommy, we are more safe than we've ever been when it comes to flood risk. The federal government spent $14.5 billion on the hurricane storm risk reduction system. St. Charles Parish residents and residents in other parishes have taxed themselves to build levees. So my contention is we're safer than we've ever been. We've always followed FEMA's rules, but when FEMA finds out they've made a mistake, they put the burden on the ratepayer, and it's really not fair for them to do this. And if it continues, and if the ratings and the full risk premiums get to where FEMA wants them, you will destroy Southeast Louisiana's economy.
Listen to what you just said. You're a parish president. You got to sue, or at least request under the Freedom of Information Act. Did you say sue, or is it at that point yet?
No, it's not at that point yet. We've requested it through FEMA. And look, I want to say I've been working with Congressman Graves, Congressman Scalise, Congressman Carter, our entire delegation is on the same page when it comes to Risk Rating 2.0. They're working with members from other states to build a coalition, and these members of Congress have asked for the same model that I am asking for and have been denied.
That's crazy. So that is just nuts. This
is something that has to be fixed, and we need everybody in Southeast Louisiana and whoever lives along the coast, really, to get on board and start demanding some changes to the flood insurance program.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your time. Matt Jewell, President of St. Charles Parish. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.